Okay, right. Well, this has never been done before except once, and badly. My name's still Rob Miles, although I may have to change it after tonight. Here's how it's going to go down, okay? Let's press some buttons. I'm giving away all the notes. They don't travel very well, I'm afraid, so just have the slides. Leave them, walk on them on the way out. I don't really mind. Okay, let's that worked really well, Rob. I'm not doing that again. Right, okay, here we go. Welcome to my talk in rhyme. Poetry for the umpteenth time. By now you'd think I'd know the score. I've done this several times before. Okay. Out of rhyme for a minute, if you're familiar with the UK, we have a thing called Red Nose Day, which is where you do stupid things for money. And one night at an office party, I got drunk, which never happens normally. And I said to the boss, I know what I'll do next week for Red Nose Day. I'll do a lecture in rhyme. And the boss, being quite a sensible fellow, said, yeah, okay, do that. Deliver. So I did. In 87, I did my first. At time, I thought it was the worst. The people left with their ears ringing. 'Cause at the end, I started singing. Okay? Bit of background on the slides. But now I've settled down somewhat. For talking like a clot. Okay? That's me. What we normally do in the university lectures is we have people on the doors with buckets and you have to pay to get out, okay? It's free to come in, no worries there, but what we do is effectively before you leave the room, we turn you upside down and shake you by your legs until all the money has dropped out of you, and then we send you away. In fact, it worked quite well. I did this lecture in March this year for Red Nose Day, and I'm reprising it now for you badly. And we raised over £1,000. We got 250 quid out of the people that actually turned up and were daft enough to walk in. They won't do that again. So it was in a very good cause. You can do truly appalling things in the name of charity, and I exploit this to the full. So there you go. Ah, okay. This was one of the first ones. It's not in my deck. What's happened to my printer? Oh, this is worrying. Gosh. And although the rhymes are not all funny, over the years I've raised some money, but lately there has been some fear. I'll use the slides from last year. That was 97's. Gosh, how we have come on. Okay, so slides in rhyme. Right. Here we go. The slides are not in rhyme as such. The effort, it would be too much. One reason, it is plain to see, there ain't no rhyming IDE. You try and make a Visual Studio plugin that makes it rhyme, and it doesn't work, okay? So, but this year, it's new and exciting. About Windows Phone, I'll be enlightening. I've come here from the land of Blighty to tell you things all silver lighty. Right, that's a silver light rhyme alert, okay? Silver light is really hard to rhyme with unless you're a professional. Please don't try this at home, okay? But if you think you're spotting a silver light rhyme coming along, then I want you to shout out, because we have got prizes. We've got authentic, genuine speaker shirts that haven't been worn by a speaker. Okay, so you can go back home and convince people that you're as clever as the speakers, which may or may not mean something. So we've got those. And we've also got some rather nice Dev Days phone things. So if you think there might be a Silverlight rhyme coming down the tracks, make a noise and I'll give the prize to the person that I think is making the most noise. All my decisions are final, of course. Okay, so just keep your ears open for that, and we'll see how we go. Okie dokie. So he turns the page over. The first mobile phone did not do much, just used by folks to keep in touch. In the past, it didn't matter. It was just used for calls and chatter. Things changed a little by and by. Phones got smarter on the sly. The public, they weren't that impressed, but they had discovered SMS. Computers in phones, now there's a thought. Colour screens of touchy sort. A beefy chip for thinking power. Batteries good for more than an hour. The first with this to make a win were the folks at Cooper Tin. Oh. A kind of fruit named as in pie and product names that start with I. But now we have a Windows phone. I can program with a C-sharp tone. On this, I have one thing to say. I've put my iPhone on eBay. You better be quick. It's going for a good price to a careful owner. Or a maniac. I don't mind as long as the money's all right. Okay. If you take the back off a new Windows phone, the number of bits there is impressive. If you break them, you're more unlikely to groan. The repair cost will be most excessive. There are sensors and cameras and graphical bits, a battery, four radios and GPS fits in a box not much larger than wallets of old. Fantastic technology, if I may be so bold. And the crowning achievement that makes them much cuter is the way you can use them as your own computer. The one always with you, connected as well, giving access to all that the network can sell. The way things are going, you'll find that your phone will be the best and most useful computer you own. So it makes very good sense if programs you do right... It's got to be the guy with... to get your head down and learn some Silverlight. Okay, the guy there who put two arms up, he gets a shirt. Not you, the other one. That's you, sir. Thank you. So, too much excitement. As you get better and better, more skills you'll be finding. You could round it all off with some nice data binding. So let's move on now and look to the future and learn Windows Phone development. I think it will suit ya. Oh, I love these rhymes. I spent minutes working on these. I've always loved C-sharp, even on the piano. My favorite way to talk to programs, so to computers, I programmo. I learned it years ago when .NET was a baby. In time, I got to know how to write it ably. The thing I most desired, I kept asking, pretty please, to writing games I did aspire, perhaps involving cheese. Anyone here heard of Cheeselander? Well, you're away. Oh, one man. Right, I'll give you a T-shirt if I have one, but I haven't. I do apologize. That is Cheeselander, okay? It's the only game on Windows Phone involving landing bread on cheese that you will ever need, okay? Someone's bound to make another one, and good luck with that. But for now, okay. Last year, my dreams came true with the launch of Windows Phone, a platform that I well knew I was going to have to own. I've had one for a while, and I really like it lots, with neat things like live tiles and C-sharp to call the shots. Okay, keep going, Rob. They haven't rumbled you yet. This one I must do right. I need some rhymes. Nope, sorry, false alarm. I did say, didn't I? Not all of them. I need some rhymes for Silverlight. Coming later. Because that's how you write the code that underpins my lecture ode. Visual Studio is where we start. A program close to my own heart. We start it up and then we say Silverlight or XNA. XNA's for gaming sorts. A bunch of stuff and it purports to be the place for game creators with graphical accelerators. But today it's not for us. We're riding on the Silverlight bus. Silverlight's a lovely place. We'll put a smile upon your space. If productivity apps are your volition, or simple games with small ambition that have front ends with great expression and do neat things with network sessions, the kind of thing you'd like to use to Twitter or Facebook peruse, Silverlight provides the way to give the user interface its say. And if dragging components seems to trammel, you can do the layout all in XAML. Hey, so now I will... It's good, this is my... Who wrote this? Oh, blimey. So now I will, with no more ado, show some Silverlight to you. Okay. Live coding demos in rhyme. Okay. Here we go. This is either going to go really well or not. Or my name's Scott Hanselman. Yeah. So, could go either way. All right. So, here we go. Right. Find script. Find words. That's good, but not what I want. What I want is in. This bit wasn't actually meant to happen, but seems to have. So there you go. I've got screenshots and everything. You can download the whole thing. So now we'll write some code for fun. A simple app that does some sums. First to the start menu we go. So, just, yeah, let's go. So the start menu we go. And fire up Visual Studio. Hey. A new project is our starting station. To make a Windows Phone application, give it the name of Adding Up, and press OK, and wish me luck. So, ba-da-ba-da. Oh, if you can't see this okay at the back, move forward. Sorry. It's been a long day, and it's not finished yet. Okay. The project's there. Really? Okay. One of the things that my father didn't tell me was don't program drunk. Okay? If he'd done that, he would have also said, I'm going to call this more adding up now. Okay? And then we'll just, because no one will notice that, Rob. I think you carried that off really well. Okay, so I hit that, and we build it, and there's a rattling noise, and I can get back to me script. The project's there, and good to go. We could just press run to see the show. But just before we turn spectator, we had best select the emulator. So we shall do that. There you go. This lets us see on our PC the way the program seems to be. The thing it does, it's really nice. It saves us having a device. Later, when we get some kits, we can run and do debugging inside it. Doesn't quite scan. So we press run, and things all get going, with hopefully no exceptions throwing. The program is built and packed up neat. The platform is then in receipt of software that it starts to run and give some empty program fun. Bink. Ah. Okay. The program works, there is no doubt. But it doesn't seem to have much clout. Some bits and bobs we'll have to add to make our user feel more glad. So now the program, we must stop. Oops, stop, that is. Stopper. If on the screen we wish to drop components that will show some data for a sum we work out later. Pressing stop ends execution of our empty little solution. Now to the editor we can rush. Start drawing with Visual Studio's brush. I'll just give you a bit more room so we can see it as well, because that would be nice. Okay. So we need to get data at this moment. So let's use a text box component. So we go view, and we go toolbox, and we get ourselves a text box. Thank you. Nobody does this apparently anymore. Everyone does all kinds of weird things with XAML. That's a text block. Okay. You don't win a prize for that. I'll just get rid of you because you are wrong, stupid keyboard. I want a text box, it says here. So put that on there. There you go, that's more like it. I'll drag it thus, see where it's gone. And there we have it, text box one. So not all programs look the same. I'm going to give a different name. V1 text box will hit the spot. This tells us that a value it's got. So I go in here, and I always do this. I don't know whether you folks do, but I always do this so that when I make events and stuff, it's very obvious what's doing it. Did I put a space in there? No, I didn't, did I? That's okay, so it's called text box one. Lovely. Okay, happiness rules. Fine. This is good, isn't it? On to the next page. It's almost like I wrote this before the thing. We could run our code once more, but it doesn't yet do what it's for. Our text box, it will need a friend where the second number we can send. I think I will propose to you one more text box for value 2, and a couple of things more we need to fit to stop our program not being very good. Okay. A text block to show the answer brought, and a button if a result is sought. So here we go. So we need another text box. Text block, text box. Boom, boom. That goes in there. And we'll call him, her. Now these things don't have genders really, do they? We'll call this one V2 text box. By the way, when I mutter, I don't mutter in rhyme because I'm good but not that good. So that's V2 text box. That's a good name. Did I live with the one on the interview? I did, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Why didn't you tell me? You should tell me these things. you want to win a prize. You want to say my good books. Okay, so that's my text box. Now let's put on my text box. Text block for the answer, which I'll call answer text block. You see where I'm going with this? I'm going to make a really expensive and complicated way of saying 2 plus 2 equals 4. But I think some of the guys on the front row knew that, so we'll keep, they did. Oh, good, excellent, that's nice. So, and finally, I'm going to get myself a button, which I will call, I don't know, calculate, I think I'll call it. Do sums, and I'll call it answer button. And we're good. That's sorted. Fantastic. Lovely. Gosh, I can't wait for the data binding exercise. That's going to be a hoot. It's going to clear the air. Right, okay. With our button, we need to set an event from buttons we can messages get. You can add an event with greatest ease. Just double click will do the deed. There you go. Then to the method source we go, all fixed up by Visual Studio. Next we get the answer string. Then we need to show the thing. This ain't too hard. Don't look perplexed. We'll put it on answer text block text. Then set the value, do the sums, and presto, out the answer comes. With more complex pages, apps can do more. You can add pages by the score. So what we do now is we go answer. I love this bit. Text block dot text equals V1 text block dot text, which I'll probably better parse, otherwise it ain't going to work, Rob. By the way, you might, if you ever try using this for real, you might get the odd exception when you run this. But since you're all very clever people, I'll let you work out how to fix that. And so we do that, and we go V2. So it's actually, this is serious stuff. I actually teach my students this, and they thank me for it. It's actually going to do a sum, except for the fact that it doesn't like my... Okay. Two string. There's a chorus of two strings at the front. Okay, so if I just do this and then go dot two string, that's actually going to work. Go away, thank you. Run the program now with nerves of steel and a brain of cast iron. And here we go. So I put in here, I think I'd rather like numbers actually, thank you. So we'll go back there and we'll go, and we'll put two in there. And we'll put two in there. I'm so excited. If five comes out, can I have my money back? Yes! And if you want to show some style and make your stuff stand out a mile, then you can give a great impression designing pages with expression. Video, animation, timelines too. All this power brought to you. Okay, that's demo one is over. I'd like to go and have a lie down, but I can't. Okay, I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to go back to my slides, which are here, and I'm going to go from current slide, because that's where I am. Ha. A quick word about XAML. Whenever I get me a shiny new toy, I've been doing this since I was a small boy. I'll pull off the cover to see how it works and find out where inside the mechanical lurks. In Silverlight's world, the truth, if we tell, is pages all use a kind of XML. Extensible markup language for you. You can see it in the page on Visual Studio. We could examine a text box and find that the words give a good explanation of just what it does. When you edit your language and move things around, the XAML's updated by things underground. Actually, Visual Studio. Not underground at all. If with graphical interfaces you become somewhat vexed, you can design the front end by just using text. The XAML we make is all that there is to make all visual components light up and whiz. And the wonder of XAML, I now can relate, is the interface and logic it does separate. The graphic designer, who wears a beret, uses expression blend to design the display. The programmers, not known for their graphical flair, can make all the code work without going there. No need with the graphics to fight. They can all get it done. They can all get it done and looking quite right. But thank you for paying attention. You're a lot better than the first year. Okay, I'm trying to teach you things. Yes, XAML is really good. I like XAML. I didn't like it at first, but now I do everything with cut and paste, which is an evil way to travel, but it works for me. Okay, Twitter is quite fashionable. According to the papers, a client for a mobile phone might be a worthwhile caper. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do some data binding now in Rhyme. I've got to find all the bits, though. So if you'll just bear with me for a couple of hours. It's almost as if somebody evil has come in and sort of messed around with all my numbered slides, but that's not happened. It's just me. Rob's non-patent Twitter reader. What you are seeing here is where we get the Twitter feed. Okay, I'll show you some code. Why not? So this is Robert's patent Twitter reader, okay, which is not patent at all, but it was by Robert, okay, which is nice. And so all it does is it goes online, gets Twitter, gets the XML, uses some link to twiddle with it, and then brings it back and data binds it to the screen. And if you run it, if the network's in a good mood, it might even work. Okay, that's a fake page, which I make just in case the universe is deciding to give me a hard time. If I press the load button, it'll go off and find my Twitter feed and display it. Won't you? Won't you? Yes! And you can scroll up and down and all that kind of good stuff. And you can look at your own Twitter feeds and stuff and that kind of thing. There you go. You see, it's all there. And the picture of me is always the same, which is probably just as well. Okay, so. What you are seeing here is right, so you've seen the demo, you know it works. I would like to leave now, but I can't. The answer from the network, well, here we go. When we request it from the network, the answer comes back to us. Web requests in Windows Phone are always asynchronous. When the good work comes right back, we have some more work to do, so the XML we received can be displayed to you. It's good, isn't it, this? All the facts have been checked, but unfortunately by me. Link does all the hard work, building lots of Twitter posts, a class that we created for the messages to host. Twitter post is a class we make in which the data we will bake. The purpose of this, for the purpose of this small display, we only use three things today. Link is smart and it can tell how to set these up from XML. The last bit in our story, it certainly is not tragic, is the data binding portion, a certain kind of magic. Each item in the object to our display is bound tight. It's written in the XAML that defines our Silverlight. Okay, right, I'm going to throw this in the air and the first person to catch it catches it. There you go. Ah, good stuff. Okay. That was, as we all know, a Silverlight rhyme alert. But just to go back to the code, if you really want to know how this does it, then we've basically got some... I'll point at this, since this is closer, this is easier to hit. You've actually got some... The actual field names are in there somewhere. My little clickers... What a weedy spot. I'm going to get one with 10 batteries in next time, but you can actually see there's a stack panel which contains the date posted and the text. And there's another stack panel which wraps around those two, which contains the picture of me, or whoever that's actually being tweeted. Okay, so that's how it works. Isn't it good? Right, fine, please. Glad you agree. Moving on. There's the rhyme. Okay. So with my nerves of steel to the start, I must be going. See what I have been tweeting on the screen of my Windows Phone. Now, you've actually seen this, but what I will do, because I'm feeling very brave, anyone name a good Twitter feed we could take a look at? You want to see your Twitter feed on my reader? Or perhaps not. I don't care. Scott, how do I spell it? S-C? S-H-A. N-S-E-L-M-A-N. Now, fun things I can do, and this is not in rhyme, but it's there. I can put breakpoints in my code while it's running in the emulator or in the real phone. So here, I could put a breakpoint there. So when we get our response back from the Twitter service, I'll hit that breakpoint and we can have a look at the XML. So now if I hit load... Then there you go. In comes my XML. There's the great big collection of the posts that Scott has made. I can then actually run through my iterator here, which works through all the elements, creates my Twitter post instance, and then having put them all together in a list, pushes that list onto the display item source. So take the breakpoint away and finish the running off and drop back into here, and there's Scott. Okay? So you can, this code, by the way, it's going up on robmiles.com. You can pull it down and play with it if you like. This is how data binding works, and it's one of these things that's quite freakishly easy. It's made my life more difficult because we, what's this saying? Anything? Absolutely. Someone just paid back. Well, actually, if you want to make a donation to Red Nose Day... And you want to give more than someone gave Scott, then robmiles.com/rednoseday. I'll show you where the site is. You can go on there and get busy with the PayPal and give some more money to a good cause. I just do not have a problem with that at all. So, because it all does good. An important announcement. Rob Miles, that's me, I'm going to donate all the income from all the sales of the Cheeselander game on Windows Phone to Comic Relief, which will mean a donation of at least £6.49. Oh, sorry. Someone's just sent one back. £4, £5.35. So there you are. If I can make that kind of sacrifice, so can you. You could all rush out and buy Cheeselanders tonight if you like. I don't mind. Okay. But that's an important announcement which gives me a warm feeling, if nothing else. Okay. If you want to make cash selling your wares, then you want to head off to the marketplace squares. There you can make a mint, or at least one or two quid. Or you could give it all away, just like I did. It costs $99 to set up your stall. If you're a registered student, it costs nothing at all. Look up DreamSpark. Really good. And once you are signed up to distribute your stuff, you can give it for free or charge just enough. Microsoft take care of all the cash that is paid. Once you've earned $200, they will send it your way. They don't do it because you're a wonderful gent. They do it and take away 30%. But since it's money you're never going to see unless you get them to sell it for you, it doesn't really matter, okay? I'd rather have 70% of something than 100% of nothing, which is the other way that it could end up. Actually, with Cheeselander, I get the worst of both worlds. What a fool. But I digress. But it's still worth the effort, I think you'll agree. You'll almost certainly end up with more cash than me. So if you are serious and want to impress, to create.msdn.com, you must go with quickness. And now we have got to the end of my rhyme, and I've got to go. Good grief, is that the time? So thank you for listening and applauding so brightly. And I'll bid you adieu, Windows Phone Silver Lightly. Okay. I'm going to go right down the back and make the system. Anyone going to catch this? No, I'll just hand it over. And one for you, sir, in the tasteful shirt. Okay. So thank you very much for listening and clapping and not throwing anything. So there's the rhyme alert. If you want to get hold of the stuff, then create.msdn.com. Go down there, get the tools for free, start playing around. I've done some checks in the manuals. Not every program on Windows Phone has to rhyme. So you'll be okay with that. I'll be putting the sample code up on robmiles.com. You can follow me on Twitter as Rob Miles, and thank you very, very much again for being an absolutely fantastic audience and putting up with me. Thank you, folks.